would like to bring some precisions from the point of view of the Working Group on the Use of Mercenaries on three aspects in particular. Context regarding conflict and peace in complex environments, the definition of the PMCs, and on the issue of grievance mechanism, if you would allow me. On the issue of armed conflict and peace, the Working Group has a very strong position that we do not refer to complex environments for several reasons. First of all, the complex environments do not have international legal definition in any international instrument, whereas armed conflict and peace times are very clearly defined. Also, one aspect that is very much linked to the definition is the set of law that applies in those contexts. So for example, we have very clear understanding of which set of laws applies in the context of armed conflict or in the context of peace, while we do not know what would be the set of law that would apply in this new particular context of complex environments. And in addition, most of the armed conflicts are indeed very complex and even some peace. So it creates confusion, and we would like to avoid any confusion and not to support legal uncertainty in this type of activities. On the issue of the mercenaries, as it has been correctly mentioned, the Working Group understands private military or security companies to be a corporate entity which provides on a compensatory basis military and or security services by physical persons and or legal entities. The Working Group on Mercenaries defines military services as specialized services related to military actions, including strategic planning, intelligence, investigation, land, sea or air reconnaissance, flight operations of any type, manned or unmanned satellite surveillance, any kind of knowledge transfer with military application, material and technical support to armed forces and other related activities. The Working Group understands the security services within that definition to be as armed guarding or protecting of buildings, installations, property and people, any kind of knowledge transfer with security and policing applications, development and implementation of informational security measures and other related activities. And as you can see from this definition, it's a very broad yet very precise, so it provides legal clarity, legal certainty, and it captures most of the activities, or if not all of the activities of today, and what we believe also of tomorrow. And we have to be also a little bit of visionary to understand how the sector will evolve, and by the time this process of negotiating a future instrument will also have to be effective for the future contexts and operations. And finally, on the grievance mechanism, I would like to share that the Working Group has taken a position that while the grievance mechanism within the companies can provide the impression that the corporation is actually responsible towards misconduct of its employees, we believe this is not enough, and it actually contributes to the opacity, to the lack of transparency, and to maintaining the impunity. Any grievance, any grave violations of international human rights law or humanitarian law should be processed by the court of law. And thus we reiterate our call for more transparency within the industry, for access to information, and also for proper vetting of personnel, specifically if they have been suspected to contribute to war crimes and grave violations of IHL and international humanitarian law. Thank you, Mr. Chair.